Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Gene Conley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Tapp. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Mixes moves to second. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan takes first base on ball four. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball four. Logan moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to third for the out. Crandall moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is one for one in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Banks reaches second base with a double. Tapp moves to third. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is walked intentionally. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton catches it. Banks tags up. Here's the throw to Logan, who relays to Pavko, who tags Banks for the double play. Tapp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Logan strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Aaron scores. Pavko moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker bunts towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Mixis moves to second. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Mixis moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixis scores. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-1 in the game. Conley hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCullough strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from Crandall to second, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Logan takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Hy Cohen now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixes. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Crow moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0-for-2 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crow scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 5-2, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Crandall scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Baker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Hy Cohen. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mixes hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. John Andre now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tanner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Braves. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tapp strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Clyde McCullough. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for John Andre. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Harry Chiti now catching. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Logan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Braves. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conley hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mixis strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Baker reaches second base with a double. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. Speak hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Braves. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Buell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Buell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Speak moves to second. Ted Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tapp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.